This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Seven at the hour on the Good Day program for July the 10th. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. In case people are looking at you with that look, right? And here's some of the things that we say on the air, Jay, and they, huh? What did they just say? What? No, it's okay because we all have different ways of interpreting the events of the day, the issues that we talk about. That's why we give you that opportunity to share with us on our Facebook and Instagram page and the thread page now. Get Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. And certainly 855-999-DOUG is a good way not to be confused with the do you think we're confusing people with the two free nights in Vegas by using Doug at the end?
No, if you keep them separate. If you were to give both numbers right now, that might be confusing.
So now that I've given our call in line, I'd rather wait a while before I give the Las Vegas number.
Okay. One info at a time.
Yes, a little here and a little bit there. It's beautiful to start the new week with peace of mind, great stories, the things that happen to people. Let's see, we've had alligator attacks in the last month or so, shark attacks in the last month or so, bobcat attacks in the last month or
bears.
So. Now there is a whale story, although this is interesting. I find this interesting because there was a group of youngsters out on a trip, out in the boat, having pizza. And as they say, perhaps they were a little too close to one of the friendly whales. And what happened, the boat and the whale came together. And guess who won?
The whale. Was it
wasn't the boat. Nope. And so these four had to be rescued from the deep, the depths of the Pacific. I don't know. I just find
what
it.
What kind of whale was it? Was it an orca? I feel like orcas have been in the news a lot for attacking boats recently.
Yeah, but what is the difference between an orca? Orca is a kind of whale. So when you talk about it, it's a generic.
Or free
whale. Shamu. Yeah, right, exactly.
The one that's like the black and white.
Yeah, I thought they were friendly. Aren't they supposed to be friendly?
Well, I thought so, too, and that's a question of, are these orcas, there was a news story about, are these orcas deliberately trying to attack boats, or is it just that they are already going their way and the boats are getting in their way?
This is the same story.
I feel like there was a video recently with a humpback whale, too, but those were, I think, kayakers?
Well, but the thing is, we are invading their space. That's the story with the coyotes, with foxes. That's the story with the alligators and the bobcats and anything else that, you know, you have a problem with. You have a problem with them because we're invading their space. They don't know from nothing. Wait a minute. Excuse me, James. They don't know from nothing. How's that?
Well, especially the bears, where you always see these backyard videos of a bear climbs the fence, and it's like, but that was their territory once upon a time.
Right.
Those were their wilderness.
How dare you put a fence around my place, right? All right, here's some good teenager news. I suppose that would be distracting, the teenagers on the boat and the pizza. Here is a group of youngsters who have found proof positive the Pythagorean theorem is legit. These youngsters from New Orleans, high school graduates, working together to figure out a new way of providing the Pythagorean theorem, which is 2,000 years old. And I wonder, James, did you study the Pythagorean theorem when you were in school?
Yeah, a squared plus b squared equals c squared.
Crushed it.
Boom.
Got it. Good for you. All right, 2 points for him. Jay, you keeping your track of this? He gets 2 points for that.
Yes.
The Essence Festival of Culture down in New Orleans. This pair honored as part of the Dream in Black programming, centered on connecting the black community to greater possibilities with the help of technology. So are we to assume from this that white people didn't get a chance at this? And is that something, is there, I'm looking, when I saw, okay, this is good because these two kids are working, but then when it gets kind of separated out, I'm wondering whether this is another example of either we haven't given these people enough opportunity, and when I say these people, I mean generally speaking the non-white community, because that's the theory. Talk about Pythagorean theorem. The theory is that white people have preference and people of color do not. So they need to have separate and more equal opportunities, if that's the case. I mean, that's what the Supreme Court said about the Harvard decision. They had more equal opportunities.
Well, the Asian students were the ones falling behind when it came to the college situation.
Well, but and that's very unusual because Asian students are usually very better. I remember when I was teaching school, Asian kids always knocked it. They were always better. The best students in the class were pretty much always the Asians. So what's happening to that? Are they getting Americanized?
What do you mean?
Lazy, not being able to keep up.
Well, no, the situation with college was you had to bring in a certain percentage of this race, a certain percentage of that race, and it didn't there was no certain percentage for the Asian population.
It just is, it's all wrong.
Yeah, well, that's what they deem. That's why they deem it that way. And you can still, if your race or ethnicity is part of your upbringing in the sense of, like, let's say black students who faced additional challenges because of that. You're allowed to use that in your not your thesis paper, but your entrance paper to have them at least like look at you and stuff. And those things matter because overcoming hardships of any kind can help make you one of the future leaders. So that's still allowed, but it goes back to what we've discussed on this program of saying, hey, stop putting band-aids over issues. Fix the root cause. Don't hire on people who are racist.
Yeah. Thank you. Ding, ding, ding. And there's a lot of that problem. There are a lot of that's the problem.
There is, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so there's two teenagers who are getting it done. Now, here on the other side, not so good news, another teen news. A trio of Spalding County, Georgia teenagers facing murder charges. Listen to this. The sheriff down here says there were two 18-year-olds and a 19-year-old who went to a home to egg it. Investigators say they were driving away from this. This was a prank. And they just decided, okay, well, this house, we're going to go to this house because with somebody they knew in school. Or something, I mean, it's some ridiculous reality. So they go to the house, and they have, how many people have done this? How many people have egged? I always thought it was kind of silly.
It's damaging.
Yeah, it can be.
Yeah, the eggs can take the paint away off of things. Like, just be like everybody else and teepee stuff.
Right. Okay, well, one of the people involved in this is dead now because the neighbor whose house was egged came out with a gun and shot these kids, shot at them as they were leaving. Somehow or other, I'm not really too sure. This is a backwards thing. The kids had a gun, and the other guy had a gun, as near as I can tell, and they were shooting at each other. And so the guy whose house was egged got shot and died. So now these kids are up on murder charges. Huh? What are you doing? What are you, nuts?
That's awful.
Aye, aye, aye. All right, while we're in Georgia, let's go visit Jimmy and Rosalind Carter, right? They're the peanut farmers, former president, celebrating their 77th anniversary this weekend down in Plains, Georgia. They have the longest marriage in the history of U.S. presidents. And so they, if you go back in history, they got married in Georgia in 1946. And they've lived, other than in the White House, they lived in the same house as they got married. It's a little peanut house in Peanutville. And so there are a lot of people from town came by to wish them well. Neither of them are well, but they are at home. They're having hospice.
She has a dementia.
Yeah, right, exactly. Jimmy's 98. Rosalind's 95. And so it was interesting how, if you look into the history, he wrote about their sparks that flew early when they first dated in the summer of 1945. He said he went home and told his mother he wanted to marry her. Which I think is kind of cute, isn't it? I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
It's really sweet.
When you know, you know.
Yep. So on the anniversary of their first date, they got married. Moved to Norfolk, Virginia. Jimmy was in the Navy. The family moved a couple of times because he was posted in different places, California, Hawaii, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, so forth. They have four children, 12 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren. They went back after the presidency and lived in the house that they built together in 1961. They have been very open about their marriage. They don't have an open marriage. That's an interesting phrase, isn't it? Huh? They were open about their marriage, but it wasn't an open marriage. Well, it was I couldn't imagine Jimmy Carter and Rosalind having an open marriage. Could you?
Well, especially in that day and time.
Right.
It was unheard of.
Yeah.
Heathens.
Right. I think people did it. Right, exactly. But I think there are plenty of those circumstances that existed. But the point here is that they are still together. And even though they're at the end of the line, it's nice that they stay together. Good for them. It's 18 after on Good Day.
Stay cool this summer with AC Pro and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate with the purchase of select AC Pro ready-to-use refrigerant products that include a hose and gauge. Beat the heat before you hit the road with AC Pro at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, at Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple. Because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning. And you're a person. Taco Bell breakfast. Served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Steven, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Now, 23 after the hour, you can meet with Jay and Doug every day at this time on the Good Day program. So put that down in your calendar, okay? We have lots of tasks to accomplish, including connecting you with social media trending stories that involve celebrity and celebrities. Toby Keith would be one of those. Last winter, we talked about him getting stomach cancer and what's going on. How is it going? We'll share his update with you after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
I ain't as good as I once was.
You a fan, Jay?
I like some of his music, yeah.
I think Jen Jen is a big fan of Toby Keith. So we're updating you on the battle that he has with stomach cancer that goes back well over a year. Actually, when you look at it, almost a two-year battle. He didn't let the public know about it until last year. But
Yes, he was diagnosed, I believe, the fall of 2021, and then he announced it publicly June 2022.
Wonder what
July 2023.
Yeah. What causes stomach cancer? How would you get it? I mean, you could say, well, what causes any cancer? Some things are more deliberate. Usually, stomach cancers, from what I know about them, come from your body's rejecting certain things that you eat and or drink. I know that people who are alcoholics sometimes get a stomach cancer problem because it eats away. You get it starts with an ulcer often. And can be, it doesn't always, but it starts with an ulcer and then it gets worse. for any number of reasons, again, depending on diet, which you put in your stomach, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, then there's other gastrointestinal diseases and issues that, when not maintained, can lead to stomach cancer as well.
Yeah, right. So he apparently is still undergoing chemo. But he's on the road, though, isn't he? Isn't he performing?
He did two pop-up shows in Oklahoma recently.
When you say pop-up shows, what does that mean? What's a pop-up show?
Not quite planned in the sense of, most tours that we see.
Really?
Just kind of, he's going to be playing here. Show up. Have fun.
What are the costs when you're involved in something like that versus a regular concert that you have to go buy tickets for in advance?
Well, it depends. I don't know the exact parameters for this particular one, but in Nashville, there'd be pop-up shows all the time where there would be an artist who maybe had new music they wanted to test out, and they would call up one of the bars and say, hey, can I come play from this time to this time? And they'd show up. Sometimes people knew that they were going to be there and they could go to the free show. Other times, they had no idea that this person was even going to be there.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it could be a complete surprise. I would think that, what's that bar... what's his face is open in Nashville. I bet he shows up there all the time, and they just have a night.
Which one? There's so many of them have
I know, but what,
they do.
Garth Brooks.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm sure he's going to be there a lot. Blake Shelton's been known to show up at his. Luke Bryan shows up at his bar.
Mm-hmm. So is that why you go? Because you hope? Is that why you spend the dough and pay twice what you normally would for a beer, just to maybe rub noses or see the star wander in? On occasions, that what makes it more expensive?
Well, sometimes, with the world of Instagram and everything, that's good. Mm-hmm. Good photos. Good
He's day. Here! 28 after on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. 2 people are dead and 5 others were injured after a shooting at a party in Amarillo, Texas. That's according to police, who said it happened at an event center early Sunday morning when a fight broke out between some of the attendees. One man died at the scene, another died at a nearby hospital. The injured victims are expected to recover. No arrests have been made as of last night, as authorities are investigating. A lawsuit that was looking for reparations related to the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre has been dismissed. The case was filed on behalf of the last 3 survivors of the assault, which was carried out by a mob in a Tulsa community called the Black Wall Street of the time. An Oklahoma judge dismissed it on Friday with prejudice, saying she agreed with the defendants who argued the plaintiffs did not suffer individual effects from the massacre. A drink invented by pirates, it's National Pina Colada Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Voice to the conversation. Leave us a message on 855-999-DUG.
Next message.
855-999-3684.
Got the message?
Yes.
Ah, here we are with the Hughes Corporation rocking that boat of yours.
So I'd like to know when you got the notion. Said I'd like to know when you got the notion. Rock the boat.
A lot of people are doing that. See a lot of rocking and rolling on a lot of the lakes and rivers, streams, as a result of that storm that went through from it got bigger and better. I don't know if better is the right word for it, but bigger and bolder after it went by your area on Sunday morning. I think you had rain Saturday night and Sunday morning. And then that storm moved into Pennsylvania and intensified, and half the state was under a flood watch. Mm-hmm. If you look at the flooding that took place in New York yesterday and Connecticut, so that storm is on its way into my neck of the woods, so that we'll have in the next 24 hours lots of rain. But the flood, because the rain showers have been so heavy, flood watches are in effect. But if you see some of the problems caused by poor drainage in New York City, for example, they don't have a lot of, you know, the infrastructure there is kind of old, and they don't really know what to do with a lot of snow. Hello, it's a city. Where do you put the snow? And they don't know what to do. What do you do with heavy rain? Like it rains 3-4 inches. I was up in Vermont and on the Canadian border across. I went across Lake Champlain on Saturday. And I've seen, you can see a picture on my own Facebook page. But they're getting clobbered yesterday. Let's see, when did I come back? Came back Saturday morning. So yesterday, high winds across that river and 4 inches of rain by Tuesday morning. That's a lot. Woo-wee! So there's the word. Otherwise, cool off, James. It's in the normal 90s in the Dallas area, right? The Dallas Multiplex and sort of south of there. Houston, always humid and hot. Anyway,
yeah, summertime. Exactly.
So,
exactly.
It's summertime.
We're getting a lot of rain this week. I know that much.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's some lucky opportunity. The Powerball jackpot for the drawing tonight is up to $650 million. Nobody won Saturday, so that means a lot of people are going to go buy tickets today.
Well, and it's always
a dream.
You always wonder if enough people are buying it, it can jump again than before the drawing, because it's
another
just
100
so many
million.
People get into it.
Had 34 drawings and it hasn't been a winner. So let's see. This is a lot of dough. It's not the biggest lottery winner was like a couple of billion bucks last fall, right? But this is not anything to sneeze at. If you got the 650 and you took the prize, you took the cash after taxes, it'd be about $330 million. So, who you're going to give the money back if they don't give you the whole 650? I don't think so.
When it's that much, take the what is it, the annuity?
Cash. Yep, cash. All right, so. A lot of stuff going on in the South for some reason or another. There's a fellow in Metro Atlanta who was served with a summons last Friday to go to Superior Court by a car dealer who sold him a car. Okay, he wasn't making the payments, so the car gets repoed, right? Not that simple. The car, as it turns out, was stolen. The dealership bought the car without the proper paperwork, created, as you can do in some states, a paper trail to create a title. And so they sell this guy a car, unbeknownst to him, it's stolen. And the police come repo the car because it was stolen. So should this guy have to pay? Of course he. Well, they...
he should sue.
These cars, I'm in the process of suing a guy for selling me a no-good car that I had for a year and a half. I think he's going to come around. I just want my money back. Anyway, so this guy, the dealership says to this guy, hey, we didn't know the car was stolen. You got to pay up. The judge ordered this guy to pay up.
So the judge ordered this guy?
Yeah, right.
How, what?
Yeah. So, anyway, this is a crazy...
So, he bought a car fair and square. He bought a car legally.
Yep.
The dealership was doing things that was not exactly legal, did not have the proper paperwork. And let's give them the benefit of the doubt. Maybe they did not know it was stolen, but they did not have the correct paperwork, so they created paperwork.
6 months.
And they are not held liable or at fault at all?
Well, both the finance company and the dealership refused to pay back this guy's money. So he said, I'm not paying. He apparently owed $4,500 on the car. Said, I'm not going to do it. So a process server came to his front door. Excuse me, hello. Too many strawberries and all that. And, I mean, think about the insanity of this. They still want to fight after it was proven in court the car was stolen. They still want this guy to pay. So apparently It's a wild story. This would be a good thing for Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our legal eagle. So if I'm following this correctly, they figured out this guy buys the car legitimately, has all the legitimate paperwork, and so he's making the payments. So the police show up and say, no, this car is stolen. We're taking the car. So the guy stops making payments. I would.
Well, yeah, he no longer has the car.
He doesn't have the car.
It was stolen.
Right. So then, because the money, this car dealership financed it in-house, they go after him, the buyer, and get a default judgment against him. Then he sues them, proves to the judge that the car is stolen. The police attest to that. So the judge enters a default judgment against the car company. So now they're suing him again because they think they should be paid because they supposedly didn't know the car was stolen. These people are crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Who in their right mind? But there's so much of that kind of stuff going on these days. I had a fellow in the junkyard call me and say, hey, I got this nice truck. You can use it for parts. The only problem is it doesn't have a title. Well, if I'm going to use it for parts, I don't care. But if you want to put it on the road, you got to have a title. And if you don't have a title, where did the titles go? I always wonder. Somebody says, hey, I got a car or a truck here for you. There's no title. I'm thinking the thing's stolen.
Well, yes.
Right?
Or it's being sold without proper permission. Because if you have a loan out, the loan holder is also the title holder.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. So how did they loan? Well, the company, the dealership itself, and you see this on some of these kind of squishy dealerships, we finance everybody, right? They don't tell you the interest rate's 15%, but they'll find you need a car. Okay, you need a car. You buy a $1,000 car, and by the time you're done, you've paid $4,000 for it over the course of how much time you're given. It's a great racket if you want to get into that sort of a racket. But it ends up sometimes being the problem that we see here. Firefighters rescuing a lot of stranded folks on the highest cable car ride in the world. So here we go again. This is a third story like this. These seem to be epidemic. It's kind of like all the animals that are attacking people. How many of these things have we seen? The highest cable car ride in the world.
Yeah, well, and I don't believe this is an amusement park. I could be wrong. But
oh, really?
You see, there are these cable cars everywhere.
They go up on the
chairlifts, and they go across the mountains and everything.
Mountains. Mm-hmm.
And this one, the highest, it just completely had air.
People.
And these people were trapped for about 10 hours.
I'd just like to be hanging, literally.
Well, my first thought was, what was the heat?
Mm-hmm.
You're trapped, suspended in the air in this this little cable car kind of situation.
Yep.
What was the heat index that day?
Whew. I was talking earlier about the Northern Lights, specifically the 7. Somebody sent me a note and said, well, okay, the Northern Lights in the northern part of the country. That's a little vague, Doug. So here we go. The states where you can see the Northern Lights this week. Ready? Taking notes? Listen up. Alaska. Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Maine, New York, New Hampshire, Washington, Vermont, Maryland, Oregon, Wyoming, and Indiana. The geomagnetic storm that has created these lights visible earlier this year in 30 different states. In some of these states, we'll see it again. It's known as the Aurora Borealis. Sounds like something you'd have in your stomach that make you...
I think it sounds so beautiful. Well, it makes me think of Aurora Sleeping Beauty, the real name.
Okay. Thank you. I didn't know that. If I did, I've forgotten it. So there you've taught me something. The idea behind this program, by the way, is to tell you about things that you don't know, or so you'll discover things that you haven't heard about before, so that you'll think this is a worthwhile place to spend your time. Thank you very much. Anyway, so this is... these phenomena are caused by solar winds that come actually out of the sun, and they interact with the magnetic field, the gravity, if you will. So that's why the NASA folks have pictures and the NOAA folks have pictures. And this is really, it's a great show if you can see it. It's like a rainbow You know, when you see a rainbow, don't you really... I get excited every time I see a rainbow.
Yes, it is right? So beautiful. And when you are fortunate enough to see a full rainbow, where you see the whole big arc, that is just fantastic.
Yep, right. All right, this is disgusting. Ready? This is really disgusting. Hundreds, thousands of pounds of trash left at Lake Tahoe after the 4th of July. They are now still cleaning up the trash.
Isn't that messed
up? On the
up?
Beaches. It is.
Like, how hard is it to take? You bring it, you take
disgusting.
It away with you. How difficult is it
selfish.
To throw things away? And yes, if garbage cans are full, go find another one. Or take it back with you and throw it away when you get home.
I don't understand people. How you can deface, how are you that selfish? Because that's really what it is. What kind of upbringing did you have? And this happens in my farm, too, by the way. I have to go around and pick up. Most people are pretty respectful of the farm. But we have events on the weekend. We have the circus coming up in a couple of weeks. I think we have Rock the Band, Rock the Farm, we call it, this coming weekend. And you can see, if you go to EastleyFarm.com, you can see the kind of things that we're doing. But it just, it bothers me. Most people are very good. Once in a while, you see people that are not cleaning up after themselves.
8,500 people. And you think about that, too, when you just go to movie theaters. How often are you trying to exit after the movie and you find yourself climbing over bags of popcorn or nachos or drinks? And it's like, just take it to the trash can with you. It's not that difficult.
Nope. Okay, don't forget, two free nights in Las Vegas can be yours by calling 800-419-3684. I wanted to separate it from the last time we talked about numbers. 800-419-3684. No questions asked. You get two free nights in Vegas. Call them now.
My name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
Research shows people ignore radio ads. While I want you to remember that Liberty Mutual customizes and saves you hundreds on home insurance, I know no one's listening, so I can say anything. I can even tell Jenny that I never stop thinking about us. Sometimes I almost call, but I only truly feel safe revealing this in the privacy of my nationally broadcast radio ad.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Night of a big movie. That's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Movie Moments. Chucker is out today, so Jay and I have free reign. How about that?
No one can stop us now.
So the premiere of the Barbie movie, apparently Dua Lipa showed up with a see-through dress. Okay, good for her. Congratulations.
They are doing, whoever is the costume or the wardrobe person for these press junkets and all the different red carpets, they are doing a great job. Margot Robbie is channeling some era of Barbie every time she hits the red carpet. And you can tell it's on purpose.
But she's doing that. She's the star. Mm-hmm. She's Barbie.
She's the main Barbie.
Yeah, right, exactly. You going to see the movie?
Of course.
Are you?
Absolutely.
I have no interest in seeing it whatsoever. I do want to see this movie, Sound of Freedom, because it has to do with something that is very, very much on the front pages of every newspaper, on a lot of people's minds. Matter of fact, globally, there are 28 million people, apparently, or some number close to that, subjected to human trafficking, and the crime occurs in every state of the United States, with our roadways acting as a means for this to take place. So it gives credibility to the movie, this new movie, Sound of Freedom. And here's some more for us to think about with a fellow named Akeem 3.
The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration recently launched a human trafficking awareness campaign in the commercial motor vehicle industry. FMCSA Administrator Robin Hutchinson.
Human traffickers use America's transportation system to facilitate unspeakable crimes. That's why we're launching a new human trafficking awareness campaign, Your Roads, Their Freedom. The campaign provides the nation's 8.7 million commercial motor vehicle drivers with the information they need to identify and report suspected human trafficking.
They are asking truck and bus drivers to be aware at rest stops and other places on our nation's roadways where human trafficking could occur.
If you suspect that human trafficking is occurring, trust your instincts and text the National Human Trafficking Hotline at 233-733 or be free, B-E-F-R-E-E.
To To learn the signs of human trafficking and how to report it, go to fmcsa.dot.gov/stophumantrafficking.
All right, so here we have a couple of elements that are connected to movies. James Cameron, who directed the Titanic, had, after the success of the Titanic, bought himself a big 100-acre California ranch. But now he's had enough of it, and he wants to sell the ranch, which has an 8,000-square-foot house on it, some other houses as well. And guess what the price is? Cheap. He paid $4.3 million for it when he bought it after Titanic came out, and now it's on the market for $33 million. That's not a bad appreciation. Real estate is a good investment.
Yeah, that's not too bad. Yeah. I would have thought it would go for more, but really? Then again, I feel like once upon a time people would pay more money just because of who is selling it.
I think that just might not
be the case anymore.
In some places, I think it is. Jonah Hill's ex-wife, Sarah Brady, says he was emotionally abusive. You believe that?
Oh, his ex-girlfriend. That's one of those things. You don't know what goes on behind closed doors, but she showed some receipts of text messages. And when you look at the text message, personally, I didn't see a lot wrong. He was saying that he doesn't like her showing her body on social media, but he also added, if that's what you want to do, live your life. You only get one life. I just, he has his own standing. I felt like there's an actress, Kiki Palmer, who her boyfriend posted to social media. He didn't like what she was wearing to an Usher concert, and he was a lot more degrading to her than I thought Jonah Hill was. Based on what social media showed, only what his ex-girlfriend showed on social media with the text. There could be all this other stuff happening behind the scenes, but as far as what was on social media, I didn't see that big of a problem with what Jonah Hill said, but I definitely thought that Kiki Palmer's boyfriend was very degrading, just in the sense of, like, you're a mother, you shouldn't dress like that, period. Where Jonah Hill was kind of like, live your life. I just don't want part of this.
I'm looking at a picture of the two of them together. When he's not acting, his appearance is, you wouldn't be able to tell the guy by looking at him. His hair and his beard and, the stuff. I'm looking at this picture. This is Jonah Hill. He looks a lot different when he's not in movie mode, shall we say.
Well, and also just with relationships.
Is she an actress? I don't recognize her.
She's a surfer. So she's always in swimsuits anyway. Yeah. So it's like, you know what you're getting into when you start that relationship.
Right. Passing of Bretta St. John, age of 93. She's the original Jane in the Tarzan movies. 59 past the hour.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.